I've always been good at finding patterns. And the closer I get to this topic, the more receptive I become to a new kind of language. One that speaks to the darkest parts of my soul.
Like, what would your last meal be?
Oh, brother, probably a fully loaded deep dish pizza. I love all kinds of pizza.
Yeah.
That's when this feeling of delusion sinks into my bones. Surely this clip of Hillary Clinton saying she loves pizza is just that, and nothing more. But I'd be lying if I didn't admit that a part of me, sometimes a large part of me, begins to consider the notion that what the former Secretary of State is doing here is talking to us.
I love all kinds of pizza.
Yeah.
And by us, I mean those who fully grok the scale of this topic completely.
Hillary, you are next. Name the most mischievous thing Chelsea did as a teenager in the White House.
My answer was order pizza, and here's what I mean by that.
Chelsea, your mother often babysits for you. What does she do that you don't approve of?
Pizza for lunch and dinner every day.
That's it, you scored a point. Okay.
I think the ultra wealthy and the high class among us are infatuated with symbolism. And since probing into this issue, I now see the world with new eyes. Because for better or worse, I've opened a doorway in my mind which now notices their motifs. Q infamously said, their symbolism will be their downfall. But does this still feel true for anyone? Is it possible their symbology is more for us than them? A vehicle of sorts, driving us to change the way we think, or to, quote, reset into new paradigms. All I'm saying is, I didn't used to think this way, and I sometimes find it difficult to see how it's an improvement. I used to be able to watch a Disney movie, for example, without picking up on the endless Masonic emblems strewn throughout, or the blatant metaphors, in the case of Pinocchio, to a kind of Epstein Island. Sometimes I wish I could close the door, but I know I can't. I've discovered something new. This is the patterns of the cabal. The first example is not directly related to human trafficking, but in my view, they remain relevant in how they point to patterns among the elite class. But do the apparent patterns we think we're discovering ultimately have a benign explanation? Are these images showing a genuine motif of Masonic influence? A new form of communication waiting for us to take notice? Or are we applying meaning to something that doesn't exist? The fact that I can't say for sure is perhaps the most perplexing.
This is the future. Evolution. This is the future. Evolution.
Although the music video makes it appear that all the images were drawn solely by Bieber's fans, according to the Brewer brothers, who directed the music video, they did indeed draw, quote, some of the images. Which drawings do you think were created by the Brewer brothers? In Pedogate Part 1, I showed how the term BH Kids functioned as a kind of code for pedophilic content online. And for the unfamiliar, the relevant piece to focus on here is the website Liska.com, which is a Slovenian lingerie company that showed up in search results after I typed BH Kids into Google. More importantly, it showed an image of a naked girl, maybe age 5 or 6. Long story short, I found that when browsing Liska.com normally, no naked children were on their website, obviously. But simply typing BH Kids into Google was enough to literally activate new destination links to Liska.com. New destination links which showed naked children, right? They were secret links, hidden links, activated by BH. Now, I initially found the term BH Kids after typing in these three Vietnamese words behind Anthony Bourdain and Obama. And the first thing that pulled up was this video of young Vietnamese children singing about not smoking, which is what the words behind Obama and Bourdain mean. They mean no smoking. Now, the video with the children came from a massive YouTube channel called BH Media. And the reason why I'm talking about all this again is because the cryptic function of BH that activates hidden links apparently doesn't only work for lingerie companies.
That is gorgeous. Can you paint like that?
The Brookview House in Boston, Massachusetts is a nonprofit organization that provides living solutions for homeless children. Now, BH is the acronym of Brookview House, so if BH Kids is on their site, it's a non-issue, and to think otherwise is paranoid. But it's not on their website. Nowhere can the term BH Kids be found. None of the categories go to a page that says BH Kids. No link loads to a page that says it. It's not there. But in the exact same way as Liska.com, the good news is that it shows nothing indecent. The bad news is their website hides the page associated with the term BH Kids, then reveals it in the same way as what is arguably a website that shows child pornography. It could, of course, be a coincidence. The president and CEO of Brookview House is Deborah Hughes.
And I invite you to join us and help us create this movement. Thank you.
Season 1 of True Detective is one of the greatest television shows of my time. It follows two operatives investigating an alleged satanic cult thought to involve top law enforcement officials, complicit in the cover-up of child sexual abuse and human trafficking. The creators chose to emphasize the demonic cult with this symbol. An obvious allusion to the actual pedophile symbol seen here in FBI documents. Documents which were present in episode 6 in the third season of True Detective, which was called The Crooked Spiral.
Dolls are used as signifiers in the human trafficking underground. Like this blue spiral, it's code for pedophiles.
Season 1 of True Detective works so well because it knows so much about its subject's nature. In my view, only someone with knowledge of the symbolic patterns and behaviors could make a show which continually got right the details. This pedophile symbol is often mistaken as a, quote, circle, when it's actually a derivation of the original spiringle. The relevant shape for this symbol remains triangular, but it's subtle, almost circular, but not quite. One could argue that this level of detail toward the symbolism of pedophile groups could potentially come from a deeper understanding than most of us. An understanding of what these cults seemingly convey to us. What you're about to see is the opening scene of True Detective Season 1. Let me know if anything sticks out to you.
Yeah, cult, ritual, murder. You can thank the advertiser for that.
Could you hold off on
that? Can't do that here no more.
Huh? Oh, you assholes. You want to hear this or not?
Charges that were brought down today in regards to Harvey. What are your thoughts? What are just your whole thoughts about that?
So, Dr. Phil, I am going to give you from now till April 5th to issue an apology, not only to me, but to Hannah and any other child that you sent to Turnabout or any other program like this. And if you don't, I'm going to handle things my way.
The plaintiff was sent to the Turnabout Ranch after an appearance on the Dr. Phil show.
Hannah Archuleta says she was 17 when she was sexually assaulted twice by a staff member in 2019.
I expected to be treated with understanding. Instead, I experienced retaliation from the ranch after I spoke up.
That's the thing with these places is you have no evidence. You don't have a phone there. They don't have cameras there. Like, there's no evidence of none of this. And obviously, all the staff is in on it.
Children were restrained, hit, thrown into walls, strangled, and sexually abused regularly at Provo. I could not report this because all communication with my family was monitored and censored. And what is disgusting is the program doesn't just censor communication with family, but also with the entire outside world. So there was no way we could call for help.
In Pedogate Part 2, many criticized my inclusion of Donnie Wahlberg, who, being part of the boy band New Kids on the Block, refers to his fans as blockheads. But he actually never uses the term blockheads. Instead, he abbreviates it with BH. Now, after listening to the criticism coming from quite a few of my followers that Donnie Wahlberg has nothing to do with any of this, I became somewhat sympathetic to this notion. I mean, just because your boy band is about, quote, new kids, connecting that to the more insidious interpretations of BH felt unfair. My sympathies toward this rebuke, however, were challenged within the first few seconds of inquiry into who it was that owned New Kids on the Block. I'm not precisely sure as to the true nature of BH, or the enigmatic pedophile spiral, or the possibility that an elite cult of child sacrifice exists among us today. But sometimes, when I'm in a certain mood, and the timing is just so, I get this sense that my deepest suspicions about the nature of evil in this world are true. But then this notion fades, and I have doubts. Deep doubts that I merely live in a reality of my own creation, never noticing, only imagining. After a while, my thoughts form an equilibrium, a balancing act. Things get back to normal, until a new pattern reveals itself to me, and I'm left questioning everything all over again. A new cycle of ornaments and arrangements that once perceived cannot be unseen.